Good morning. Hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend, this 4th of July or 5th today. Hope you had a good time with your family and friends. And I'm glad that you're taking time this morning to be in God's Word. This morning we're going to look at the omnipotence of God. And when we do, we find out that He has no limits. Last week we saw that Satan has limits. He can't be everywhere at the same time. So, what is the meaning of omnipotence? That's what we're going to look at this morning. Father, I ask that You would go before us, that we would be emptied out of distractions, that we would be focused on You and Your Word. Speak to us now as we enter into searching the Scriptures for this truth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. What is the meaning of omnipotent? It means God is able to do whatever He wants to do. As difficult as it may be to believe, there are certain things God can't do. Those being something inconsistent with His nature. He can't lie, sin, go against His word, or cease to exist. When we speak of God's omnipotence, we're talking about God's limitless power to live out His unchanging character and make good on His promises. His omnipotence is contained in the and expressed through the righteousness, love, mercy, truth, and grace. He cannot and will not do anything that goes against who He is or what He has said. God's Word tells us He cannot lie. He cannot be tempted by evil, nor will He tempt us. He cannot change. I believe that. He has the power to remain exactly as He is for all time. He will always be good. He will always be loving, faithful, and true. His power will never diminish, nor will His love for us. Do you believe this? Are you standing on the promises of God's Word? Do you claim the verses of God's Word as your own? In them you find strength to get through this thing we call life. And the truth is, without them, we stumble and fall. Because of them, we can say with confidence, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies." We looked at this last week in Psalm 118, 6 and 7. How are you doing battle with your enemy? Or we could say enemies. Whether those enemies are internal, like a terrifying diagnosis, or external, any number of things this life may throw our way. The loss of a job, house, friend, loved one. Life has its storms, but we don't have to go through them alone. We can nestle ourselves under the protective wings of our loving Heavenly Father, knowing He is mightier and stronger than anything we might face. More than that, He has promised to never leave nor forsake us. No matter our circumstance, how tumultuous the world may appear, or how uncertain our future may look, we can stand safe and secure from all alarm, knowing we belong to the God who holds in His righteous right hand all power and authority over those things that might threaten us. When we come to understand that God, the Creator of the universe, our Savior, is omnipotent, that is, all-powerful, our seemingly hectic and ever-changing world doesn't seem so overwhelming. No matter the challenge and the problems we face, or how ill-equipped we may feel, as followers of Jesus Christ, we can rest in this truth. There is no power equal to God in the universe. He is always victorious. The God we serve is ever-present, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving. His faithfulness endures forever. He reigns over all and holds us securely in the palm of His hand. Understanding this helps us to stand strong, unshaken, unmovable, and always abounding in the strength of the Lord, no matter what this world may throw at us. When someone says God is omnipotent, they are proclaiming not only that He has the ultimate power over all things, but He is also the source of all power. He is limitless in strength, wisdom, love, holiness, and the ability to execute His absolute, unrestrained, sovereign will. His power may be difficult to wrap our minds around, but we can catch a glimpse of His might by considering all that He has made. Colossians 1, 16 and 17 says, "In Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." Psalm 19, 1 through 4 tells us, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they have no words, no sound is heard from them, yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world." Have you taken time to consider the universe? Every morning, every night, it reveals the awesomeness of God. Think of this. He spoke, and galaxies came into existence, each containing billions of stars. I'm no authority, but it's been said that our sun provides all of Earth's energy and burns at about 14 million degrees at its core. If it were any farther away, we would freeze. Just a little bit closer, we'd be burned up. Every solar unit and degree of the sun is from God, and it wouldn't exist if it were not for Him. God holds the universe. God holds the universe in the palm of His hand. Do you think He can't handle the light and momentary problems you might face throughout life? When the storms of life hit and the ground beneath our feet feels as if it's ready to give way, we can stand strong and find rest and peace, knowing that our almighty, omnipotent God stands right beside us. Listen to this truth found in Zephaniah 3:17. "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In His love He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." In Psalm 27:1, David prayed, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" The word stronghold translates fortress, strength, or defense. The idea being a strong, well-fortified tower that provided protection for the people when they came under attack. Most cities were built on a high hill, which allowed soldiers to view the surrounding countryside for miles, which enabled them to see their enemies long before they reached the city's walls. In the same way, God sits enthroned high above the earth. He views the past, present, and future as if it were unfolding today. The Bible tells us every day of our lives were recorded in His book. This means He knows every attack we'll be under and challenge we face. With Him on our side, He doesn't just warn us of approaching danger, He protects us as well, sheltering us under His wing. And just as men of old sought refuge within the city's strong tower. There's a series on Netflix titled Building Castles. They talk about how and why castles were built. In one of the segments, they told of the fortress or citadel as being the king's and people's last and greatest defense for safety. To reach them there, the attacking army would first climb the often rugged hill to the city. Then they had to breach the city walls, which could be up to 10 feet thick and 14 feet tall or more. In the event the enemy broke through all that, the townspeople could go deeper still into an often double-walled tower in the center of the city. This was their fortress. I'm thinking this is what King David said was how God protected him. In order to get to him, the enemy needed to climb the hill, break through the outer walls, continue to the inner city, and infiltrate the double fortified protection of that inner tower. So you see, when you feel frightened or threatened, as if life is spinning out of control, remember, you have Jesus on your side. It's when you claim the words of Zephaniah 3:17, "The Lord, your God, is with you." Is He your God? The Lord, your God, is with you. The mighty warrior who saves. Do you know what a warrior is? A warrior is one who is willing to go into battle and doesn't expect to return. At all cost, he will fight. We are to rest firmly on the power of God to successfully get through life. David goes on to say in Psalm 27, 2 and 3, "When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident." How could David say this? Because he took God at His word. He understood that it was God's power that made him strong, not his circumstances or even his own strength. His ultimate place of safety was in God's hand. This world wants to distract us from the truth of God's word. To have peace in the world. This world wants to distract us from the truth of God's word. To have peace in the world we live, we need to turn off the television if all it does is create tension, fear, or anger. And open our Bible. In it we find peace, strength, and rest. To refocus ourselves on Christ. Knowing it is in His strength and power we are to walk. The Bible makes it clear evil exists. Newspaper headlines and news anchors across the globe prove this to be true. When we learn of abuse and the lack of the value of human life and the threat of war, it may seem as if evil's winning the battle. The truth is, it's not. It can't. In fact, it's already been conquered by our omnipotent, sovereign, all-knowing and all-loving God. In John 12:31, prior to his death, Jesus said, "Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of the world will be driven out." Jesus himself was about to take that judgment, the judgment you and I deserve. And though God demonstrated his authority over Satan and his little demons when he expelled them from heaven, Christ's death defeated and shamed the powers of darkness. They have no hold on us. Stand on the promises of Colossians 2:13-15. The New Living Translation says it this way: "You were dead because your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross." My friend, the follower of Christ is to be walking in the power of the cross, no matter how desperate life seems. Goodness, light, and hope will prevail. No matter how strong the guilt and shame of sin in your life may feel, God's grace has the power to conquer it all. He who defeated sin and death, who made a mockery of Satan and his little demons, can break the chains that hold you. He has the power to grant you complete spiritual freedom. And he will, if you ask. When you seek him with all of your heart, he will be found. These truths are even more comforting when we recognize his power is expressed in his presence, wisdom, and perfect love. He knows what's best for us, and he has the ability to give us that best. Psalm 138:7-8 says, "Though I am surrounded by troubles, you will protect me from the anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. Know this, he formed every cell that makes us up, who, according to Psalm 139, saw us before our being emerged from our mother's womb. Can restore, strengthen, and heal us. As we seek him, we are to trust him to care for our every need, knowing he is bigger than anything this world may throw our way. When we seek God in this world, what we find is a God ready, willing, and able to guide, protect, restore, and provide. What we are to be is willing to listen, surrender, trust, and obey. For there truly is no better way than to trust Jesus to get us through life. The question is, are you seeking him with all of your heart? Father, I thank you for your word and the power that we find in it. Father, I pray that you would ignite in us a desire to know you more, that you would make opportunities for us to get into your word, that we would ask you before we read to equip us to understand, and that we would listen louder and hear your word speak to us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.